This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the new Prologue EV, there's a lot that could impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit Honda.com/EV to see offers.
Okay, Amber and Ian on the road on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. He is former NFL running back Rashad Jennings. Rashad, how are you, pal? It's good to be with you here as we kick off this college football tailgate show, if you will. We got new college football programming that we're going to be a part of for the next few months. How are you doing tonight, pal?
See, I could not be any better, man. It's almost time for some football to get geared up. I'm turned up, ready to go, ready to watch it all, ready to cover it, ready to travel. I'm excited.
So before we tell everybody what we got going on, because like I said, that this is Amber and Ian on the road. That's what this is tonight. Before we get to that, what that means and what kind of programming we're going to offer for you for this entire college football season starting tonight. I mean, let's just get to it here. It is very exciting that we're finally back here. Week zero. Although, Rashad, like, is it okay to call it week zero? Because I've been scolded a couple times earlier this week that it's not supposed to be called week zero anymore. But calling it week one is weird because we know that next week is also week one. So FSU is playing twice in week one. Like, that's definitely weird. So is this week zero? Is it okay if we call it that?
I think it's fair enough. I think you're gonna call this 1.0 and the next 2.0. You can't. This is ground zero.
Yeah.
Before it actually all gets ripped apart and let everybody go at it. But no, I like it. Let's stick with zero. Ground zero.
I'm very excited. You know, and sometimes I could become prisoner of the moment where, okay, everything that's happening now is the best. Everything that's happening now is the most exciting. But because of the college football playoff, there's so much new with this year's college football season. I really think there's some legitimacy to people saying this is the most excited they've been about the start of a college football season.
It's so many changes. So many changes. The college football changes. 29 new head coaches changes. We're understanding how the portal works a little bit more. The playoff, the bowl games, all kind of things are happening into which is making so many eyeballs grasp towards what's going to happen this year.
So let's let everybody know what we got going on. This is Amber and Ian on the road. This is what we're going to be doing every Friday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time throughout this college football season. Now, right now, Rashad is in his home, all right? You're out there on the West Coast. I'm in my home. I'm out here on the East Coast. I'm in South Florida. And tomorrow, we're debuting at 10 a.m. college football tailgate, and that's going to be 10 a.m. Eastern to 1 p.m. Eastern every Saturday morning ahead of the college football programming. So we're in our homes for this week because they didn't send us to Dublin, Ireland, Rashad. So because they're not sending us to Dublin, Ireland, we're going to begin our traveling next weekend, and we got a bunch of feature games here. Let me run through, just to give people a taste here, Rashad, of where we're going to be these first few weeks. I'm going to run through the first, let's do like first 3-4 weeks, all right? You with me here?
Yeah, give them sample.
So, like I said, they didn't send us to Dublin, Ireland, all right? So we're doing the show from our home bases tonight and tomorrow for college football programming. But starting next week, week one, we are going to be coming at you Friday night for Amber and Ian on the road and Saturday morning for college football tailgate live from Gainesville, Florida. We're going to be at the University of Florida next weekend, Miami, Florida. That's a 3:30 Eastern time kickoff in the afternoon. We're going to be coming at you live there Friday night on location, Saturday morning on location. Now, for instance, week two, we're going to be live from Ann Arbor, Michigan. For Michigan, the defending national champs, they're hosting Texas, newly minted in the SEC. So we're going to be in Ann Arbor in week two. Week three, we're going to be in Madison as Wisconsin is hosting the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I'll give the folks one more taste of where we're going to be at for week four. Friday night, Amber and Ian on the road. Saturday morning, college football tailgate. We're going to be in Baton Rouge for LSU hosting UCLA. So that's just a little taste right there of some of the venues we're going to be at. I think the bottom line, Rashad, is we're at, like, the best venues every single week. I mean, if you look ahead at the whole schedule they give us, I think we're literally at the best game every single week.
Yeah, top game to every single week. We'll be covering it, kicking it off before it kicks. I'm excited to be – the atmosphere of being around college fans, college football, talking about it, prepping it up. Man, this is something I'm looking forward to, and we get to engage our audience and let them hear where we are while we're boots down.
The whole idea is we're going to be coming at you live from, like, essentially these tailgate sites, all right, getting you ready for not just the game that we're at, but really the entire slate beginning next week with week number one. Now, you went to school at Pitt. What was the best environment that you played at when you were in school?
It's taking me back to where we started, 04-05 season. I was at the University of Pittsburgh. I started as a true freshman at that time, one of the only true freshmen behind Tony Dorsett and a few others at that time that started as a true freshman. The biggest game for me in that atmosphere, well, first of all, playing at Heinz Field, sharing a parking lot with the Pittsburgh Steelers at the time. I mean, I first walk into the door and I see Jerome Bettis. I see, you know, Troy Polamalu. I see all the stars, and I got my family with me. So it was an easy sell for me to go to Pitt, obviously. But then, you know, to play under the lights. I tell you, though, the craziest game my first year, freshman year, I never forget it. We're playing against West Virginia away, and it's below 11.
Oh, my God.
And it's absolutely freezing.
Now, did you wear the sleeves? Because from what I've heard, you know, depending what position you play, if it's cold and you're wearing the sleeves, that means you're soft. Were you wearing the sleeves?
No sleeves.
Okay.
No sleeves. Okay. No sleeves. My routine, I would shower. I would put a lot of Vaseline on. It just FYI, if you're out there in some cold places, put some Vaseline on. It serves as a second pair of skin. And it will preserve you. I would do that, go outside, and play ball. But I remember we were getting to play in a huddle. And I never forget Tyler Palko, quarterback at the time. He had called a play, and it was, again, negative 11. And when he spoke and he coughed, we saw the spit freeze right in front of us.
Oh, so that, no.
Yeah, and then we got rocks thrown at us by West Virginia. So thank you, West Virginia fans. But it was a good time. That was my biggest college atmosphere. Just the energy of people, just getting excited to watch some people come together and cheer on their teams, their units so passionately, even if it's for us or against us. Mm-hmm. As athlete, we love it.
Yeah, we're going to be at some really great venues. And for instance, like next week, we're going to be in Gainesville. I went to school at the University of Florida. Now, I don't know if you're aware, Rashad. I don't know if our listeners here are aware. You played college football. I didn't play college football, okay? I was not on the team at the University of Florida. I'm not sure if you knew that, all right? I was busy being short and Jewish, so I was not on the team. And so I'm very excited going back next week. I've only been back to the University of Florida, I think, twice since I graduated. And it's my hometown team, the University of Miami Hurricanes, where I've grown up and lived almost my entire life here in South Florida. And, of course, Amber Wilson will be back with us there. She's also a Florida Gator. So, Rashad, you're going to have two Gators there doing the show with you. Are you going to be able to handle that? I don't know if we're going to team up on you, but you're going to have two Gators there, maybe very biased on location. How about that?
Hey, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. It'd be nice for me to get back down there near Jacksonville because, obviously, I played with the Jaguars for 4 years, so it'd be nice to sniff those grounds. But, hey, I'm excited to be on the road with y'all. And, hey, listen, I know you guys in Florida, but it's a tough game, Florida-Miami.
I know.
You know, I might have to coach myself up on reasons why Miami might take this just to push y'all back.
I think the Canes are a slight favorite, actually, going into the game next week. But tomorrow, it all gets started. 10.5-point favorite, Florida State. Florida State and Georgia Tech, of course, you get all these odds at ESPN Bet. They are playing tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland. This is the debut show for Amber and Ian on the road. Alongside Rashad Jennings, I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Coming up next, the part of this college football season that has everyone most excited is the new 12-team college football playoff. It's here. We're going to make sure you know everything you need to know. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Thank you, Kirk Herbstreit. A little bit of a college football 12-team playoff primer there. This is Amber and Ian on the road alongside Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Amber and Ian is presented by Progressive Insurance. They offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit Progressive.com today. So, this is the debut episode of Amber and Ian on the road, and tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we will debut College Football Tailgate. We are in week zero, FSU, Georgia Tech tomorrow live in Dublin, Ireland, but everybody is fired up. If you're wondering why everyone is so excited, more excited than usually here heading into the college football playoff, that's certainly the case for me, Rashad. It's mainly because of the new college football playoff. I mean, think about how far that we've all come, I guess, Rashad, right? Where, okay, so we go back to the 80s, 90s when I'm growing up. You didn't have necessarily a national championship game, right? You had your big bowl games. You had the Rose Bowl and the Fiesta and the Sugar and the Orange Bowl. And, you know, then they vote and there's an AP number one national champion. And there's also whoever's going to be AP in the coaches poll. And hopefully they both line up. And you're not, like, sharing a national championship. That's how it was decided. And then, eventually, you had the BCS. And you had your computer formula, number one, number two. They play. That's a national championship game. A few years later, we get a college football playoff. Finally, you got four teams. So you got three games. You got two semifinal and a final. And now, with this college football playoff, Rashad, we have 11 college football playoff games. So you went from one playoff game with the BCS, you went to three with the college football playoff. Now, Rashad, 11 college football playoff games. We've come a long way.
It's definitely a long way. And obviously, myself being an athlete, growing up in an era where we didn't have the playoffs, I started off at Pitt, transferred to Liberty University, and there was no such thing as no playoff at all. Couldn't even make it to a bowl game. But to watch it, and my brothers played in college football. Also, they played in NFL for several years. So, Brian Jennings, he played at Virginia Tech. He went to the Sugar Bowl. He went to the Orange Bowl. He went to every bowl, pretty much, when he was at Virginia Tech. And watching it, being part of it, was fun. But it always left the taste in everybody's mouth. Who is actually the best college team in the country? And now we have a chance to figure that out, where it's not a whoops, I gotcha. You have to earn it. You have to play a couple games to get in the playoffs. And now, yes, I do have some pushback on some of the ranking systems, but at least now the kids get to play it out to see who is the best.
Okay, so let's get to that in a second here. But first, it's interesting that you transferred to Liberty, because Liberty, that's now one of the schools that they technically do have a chance. They can get in as one of the – if they win their conference, they have a chance to get in. But, like, for instance, before you had this format and you're at a school like Liberty, what is the season like? Like, are kids just saying themselves, like, we know we think we're really good, but we know we have no shot to actually prove it to anyone?
Well, absolutely. I'll tell you right now, when I transferred to Liberty University coming from Pitt, I transferred to a program that was 1-10, had no shot of going anywhere. joined the program. I actually called a couple of my friends. One was at University of Virginia, UVA. Another one was at Virginia Tech. I had another guy at North Carolina. I actually tried to get Joe Flacco at the time because he transferred out of Pitt with me at the same time. He went to Delaware State. I went to Liberty. I was like, hey, man, come play at Liberty with me so we can run this. He's like, nah, I'm going to stay at Delaware State. So I tried to stack that team and so we could run it, right? And, you know, we played well. We won our conference. We won our division. We did everything right. But we knew at the beginning of every season we had no shot to prove ourselves beyond the regular 11 games. So it was just a part of how we moved and operated.
Yeah, and so now schools like that, it may be a slim chance, but they do have a chance because what happens here, all right, if you're new to learning about the format, 12-team college football playoff, and then, Rashad, you could pick it apart and let me know what you don't like about it, but you got automatic bids for the Power Four conference. Well, top five conference champions get automatic bids. So you're going to assume that the conference champions for the Power Four, they're going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, and they are going to get first-round buys. And then 5 through 12, those 8 teams are seeded as such. You got the guarantee bid for the next best-ranked conference champion, and they could be, I mean, maybe the 12 seed. It depends on what their rank is. And then you get 7 other at-large bids, kind of like March Madness, you know, and that's going to be based on their rankings. So top 4 conference champions, they're going to get a bye, and then 5 through 12, the rest of the way, including the 5th conference champion, they're going to be seeded based on ranking, and 5, 6, 7, and 8, they are going to host playoff games on campus. 5 plays 12, 6 plays 11, 7 plays 10, 8 plays 9, and for the first time ever, Rashad, you're going to have playoff games on campus at these host schools. Like, that's pretty cool.
That's absolutely amazing. It for anybody that can't like really comprehend or register that, a college campus that will have a playoff game at their house will be insane. Book your hotels now if you think that team has a chance you want to be there, because it's going to be a wild time. Sponsors are going to be everywhere. It's good for college football. It's going to be hype for that player, and it's going to be very exciting.
This is Amber and Ian on the road. He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. So I just broke it down for you there, and I hope I was clear enough to everybody who does not fully grasp the format. I hope I explained it properly for everybody to fully understand. Is there anything there that you can pick apart? Like, I've been wondering, and I've been asking this question to a lot of analysts that we've had on, you know, throughout the week on ESPN Radio, where I'm trying to figure out, Rashad, is there an unintended consequence of this college football playoff? Are we going to look back at the end of this year and be like, all right, that's something that we did not consider and we need to fix that? What are some beefs that you think could wind up coming from this format?
A lot of different things. For me, one, how I see it, just by the numbers, if there's a 12-team playoff system and 4 get automatic buys based upon the Power Four conferences. If you win the Power Four conference, you get a bye. Okay, but there's an automatic bid for 5. So the math doesn't math up. If it's automatic bid for 5 to enter, there's 12 teams, so that means there's 7 left. It's an odd number. So what are they doing essentially, in my personal opinion, is they have what they call a charity pick. And what is that? In the NFL, you don't call it a charity pick. There is a earned wild card, right? But here, the wild card is that 5th. And it's because they don't consider anybody that's not a Power Four team to be really good enough to play in the championship. That's just straight out what it is, but they give you a charity pick. Hey, fine, we'll throw you in and see if you can earn it.
And most likely, Rashad, that what you're calling the charity spot is most likely going to wind up the last seed, the 12 seed, and then play in the first round at the highest seed that didn't get a first round bye.
Right. They're giving them a long stretch, one in a million opportunity, so to speak, by the rankings to earn a chance to win. But by and large, I'm excited because I am an underdog at heart, and I feel it's a great opportunity for that person, for that team, for that organization. But all things being equal, I do like it overall. I don't think you can have a perfect season. Excuse me. I don't think you have a perfect system at the collegiate level. And just simply because in the NFL, you are selected to be there as a playoff system based upon the talent and who you're facing at that given Sunday. But in at the collegiate level, it's they really understand that not every team has the ability to crown themselves as a national champion.
So I do find it interesting what there is to not like about it. How about Nick Saban? Let's hear from Nick Saban, ESPN college football analyst. This is from College Football Live, on what he doesn't like about the new format.
The downside of it is I just wish that we could put the 12 best teams in the playoffs, not worry about conference champions and all that kind of stuff. And if you do get beat in a conference championship game and you're one of the best teams, you still should get in there because you played really quality opponents and you played good football. So that's my only concern about it. I just want to see the best 12 teams in it, and I think most people want to see the best 12 teams in it.
Look, I'm going to give Nick Saban a lot of credit there. I don't agree with wanting the 12 best, and it doesn't matter if you won your conference, but I give him credit there because he's at least sticking to his guns. He is consistent because Alabama, they've been that team before that didn't win their conference championship and was still in the college football playoffs. So at least Nick is being consistent in that spot, even though I don't agree with his reasoning there. This is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, our man Harry Douglas. He's in Ireland. He's there for the game tomorrow. He's going to join us next right here on ESPN Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fade away jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. or New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
Getting the college football season going. This is Amber and Ian on the road. You can catch us, of course, on ESPN app and SiriusXM channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance alongside Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Amber Wilson will be back with us tomorrow for the debut of College Football Tailgate, and that'll be at 10 a.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio. But our pal is Harry Douglas. Freddie and Harry every weekday here on ESPN Radio from 3 to 7 Eastern Time. He is in Dublin. ESPN social and digital pregame show countdown to college game day begins at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Weekly on Saturdays is available to watch on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and the ESPN app. Harry Douglas joining us from out in Dublin. Are you Irish yet? Did you have to go through some type of initiation, Harry?
Zaz, things have been unbelievable out here. I have embraced the Irish culture. I was at Jameson last night with a lot of Florida State alumni. They invited me to this tour to take with them and also this special dinner that they had. I got up, I started dancing, doing Irish dances the whole nine. So the only negative that I have about Dublin, Ireland, is that it's cold and windy and wet all the time. And the only time that we've seen sunshine was this morning.
Is this your first time in that part of the world?
It's my first time in Ireland. Now, I'm an international man now. My passport is stamped galore. So I travel abroad a lot, but I've never been to Dublin, Ireland. But they told me that their hottest day, they're lucky if it gets 75, 76 degrees.
Whoa. Harry, how cool is it for these students, Florida State, Georgia Tech? I mean, when you were at Louisville, did you guys get to take any kind of trip like this? How cool is that for the student athletes?
Well, I think it's phenomenal for them to be able to experience everything that's going on internationally. I had the opportunity when I played with the Falcons to play in London and play at Wembley Stadium, and that was an amazing experience for all of my teammates and including myself. So for them to be so young and to be able to do this and experience different cultures, I think it's something that they would never forget. They will remember this for the rest of their lives.
Harry, how hard is it? Harry Douglas, Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, joining us here on Amberine on the Road. He is out in Dublin, Ireland. How hard is it for the coaching staffs to make sure that everyone's head is on straight? I mean, we're flying overseas. You got the time difference. I would imagine 99% of these kids have never been to that part of the world. So how difficult is this for the coaches?
Well, it's a challenge, but at the end of the day, the main thing is the main thing. That's how we start our show, Freddie and Harry, every day. So, you know, coaches preach to their guys, this is the first game of the year. This is going to set the tone for our team the entire year, and this is how people are going to remember you when whoever plays you next or another opponent coming up on the schedule. So you kind of want to set the tone offensively, defensively, and special teams. But I tell you, that time change, I do not know how they're doing it, because I am holding on by a shoestring every day that I'm here because of the time difference. And it's a 5-hour time difference.
Yeah. So what do they do? Like when you land, the coaches tell, like, do they want to force you to sleep on the plane, or do they force you to stay awake when you land? How does that work?
So I would say from New York. So it was about a 5-hour and 30-minute flight. By the time you eat your nice little food, you have about 3 hours and 30 minutes left. So it's not like you can get great sleep. I know Georgia Tech, when they landed, I believe they went straight to practice, to a nice little walkthrough or whatnot. So I know you figure it out as a coaching staff. You come up with a plan to make sure that you can, you know, as much as possible mimic the time that you're on back home. And you don't want to overdo it, though, because you don't want the guys consistently thinking about the time and not thinking about practicing and thinking about playing and preparing for the opponent. So you don't hammer it to the guys, because you don't want them to binge themselves in the time change.
Harry, what do you think is the mindset for FSU going into the game tomorrow? You know, they I'm sure they got a chip on their shoulder. They're angry with the way last year went down. Do you think they carry that over into this season?
I think for them, last year has to be last year. The team is totally different, right? You had a lot of guys get drafted, a lot of transfers that left. You had a lot of transfers that came into the season, coming into this season, new quarterback. Me, I'm interested to see what's the identity going to be for Florida State offensively. When I look at this team, I know they're going to be able to run the football, but can DJU be that guy who transferred from Oregon State but was once in the ACC when he was at Clemson?
Yeah.
Can he be a consistent passer? You have a transfer, Roydell Williams. You have Lawrence Tuofili, who's still there, who played for them last year and had a lot of production at the running back position. So I think their identity has to be run the football, take the shots when the defense presents them or gives them to you. You got to have your guys on the outside win one-on-one. And you look at Florida State defensively, they're led by Patrick Payton, one of the best defensive ends in the country. Guy had 9 pass deflections last year as a defensive end. He's the guy I think that Georgia Tech has to, you know, kind of be mindful of. But I'll also say this, Florida State secondary, they have some guys that are going to play on Sundays. But the strength of Georgia Tech is their quarterback, number one, and they have a lot of guys coming back from their offense last year. I was watching their film against Georgia last year when Georgia was the number one team in the country, and they gave Georgia some fits, and it was all about shifts, motions, misdirection, the quarterback having the ability to run a zone read, so now the defensive end can't just crash down. He has to remain honest. So whenever you have a dual-threat quarterback, and if he's not turning the football over and he's hitting on all cylinders – then Georgia Tech may have a chance. I still think Florida State pulls this one out, though.
Freddie and Harry. You can hear him every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. Co-hosts also of Countdown to College Game Day on Saturdays. That's Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. You mentioned DJ Uiagalelei, and let's talk about what a fair expectation is for him with FSU. And like you mentioned, he's had several stops before FSU.
Yeah, I just think for him is just understanding that now you're at Florida State. What you did previous to now doesn't matter. What you did at Oregon State last year doesn't matter. What you did at Clemson doesn't matter. Set the tone for your team and make sure in game one that you go out there and play to the best of your ability so your coaches, your teammates know that they can count on you. And then now your offensive coordinator can put more on your plate.
Harry, does the ACC get enough credit?
I don't think they do. But I think this is a league that we're seeing teams growing. You look at Virginia Tech and Kyren Drones, and he might be one of the most dynamic, if not the most dynamic quarterback in the ACC. You look at, you know, Miami getting Cam Ward. I think when you look at all these teams, Louisville, I'll add them into the equation, Clemson, I think everything is going to be predicated off of the quarterback. And if these quarterbacks for a lot of these teams can be consistent, then a lot of these teams have an opportunity to make some noise. I think it's wide open right now in the ACC.
So tell us here, Harry, before we let you go and let you get back into the pub tonight, what's the setup for you? It's our tomorrow morning. It's your tomorrow afternoon. What can we expect out of you tomorrow?
So tomorrow I will be on Countdown to College Game Day. Me, Christine Williamson, Harry Lyles. We do the pre-show leading into College Game Day, so we'll be on set. They're building the set right now as we speak because we're going to do it on the street out here in Dublin, Ireland. But really looking forward to it, man. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on everything you could think of digital-wise. So really looking forward to, you know, seeing the people, seeing the crowd. And I will say this. My driver, when we drove in here from the airport, he told us this, and I'm going to say it in his accent.
Uh-huh.
Be careful. It might be dangerous. And I was like, yes, sir, I'll be careful.
You got to be careful of the hooligans, Harry. You don't want to get caught with too many hooligans around you, all right?
No. I'm not with the nonsense. I'm out here grinding. But I did, you know, learn a few dances and whatnot out here. So embracing the culture a little bit.
Excellent job, Harry Douglas. Have fun, man. It's a really cool trip. We appreciate you stopping by here for a little bit tonight.
No problem, Zaz.
So there you go, Harry Douglas. Of course, you can hear him every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Freddie and Harry right here on ESPN Radio. And again, ESPN social and digital pregame show. Countdown to College Game Day. It begins at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time every Saturday. It's available to watch on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and the ESPN app. Rashad, can you imagine when you were in school? It's so cool for those kids, right? Georgia Tech, FSU. You find out, you look at the schedule, like, wow, we get to open the season in Dublin, Ireland. It's amazing.
Yeah, I would love it if I was in that position, get to travel. I tell you what, recruiting would be a little bit more easier, I think, if you could tell a student-athlete that he gets to travel across the country to play this game like that. So I think it would be awesome.
So cool. This is Amber and Ian on the road on ESPN Radio alongside Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. Coming up next, we made it, everybody. FSU, Georgia Tech tomorrow. FSU, though, coming off of a heartbreaking finish, maybe an unfair finish to last season. We'll get into that. That's next right here on ESPN Radio.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Untuckit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Untuckit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Every Saturday we'll be traveling. We'll be on the road. Not this week. They didn't send us to Dublin, all right? So we're doing the show from our homes here in week zero. But week one, getting going next week, we are on the road. We will be in Gainesville for Florida and Miami next weekend, week number one, Saturday afternoon at my alma mater. Very, very excited about that. But one of the schools where if you went to the University of Florida like I did that you don't like is Florida State. And Florida State and Georgia Tech get things going tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland. Third straight year that college football is beginning its season in Ireland. Last year, you may remember Notre Dame. They crushed Navy 42-3 in Dublin. So we're hoping this game is a little bit better. But I am interested here in from a player perspective, Rashad, you know, talking to Harry Douglas a few minutes ago, and I'm wondering how it works with the body clock, and they're 5 hours ahead of us, so you got to adapt to that. And then at the same time, Harry made the point where at least FSU, they got off the plane when they got to Dublin, and they went right to practice. Now, it may have been a walkthrough, it may not have been anything serious, but you get off the long flight, you go right to a practice. That's got to be how difficult do you think that is to adjust for these players?
It's harder than you think, but I'll say this. As an athlete, you know you're going to be in some inopportune positions with your body and your equilibrium. Everything's off. You're just off, right? And your sense of time, your clocks, your rating, everything is completely not a point and optimal as you would like it to be. But the main thing you can handle is your nutrition, and that comes into hydration. I'll explain this to the listeners at home is how I like to break it down, right? Mm-hmm. So offense, defense, the two things that are combining those two teams are special teams, all right? Away team and a home team. The things that are combining those two are travel. And so special teams is a big play for offense and the defense. Travel is a big play for a home team and away team, both teams traveling. And so you do have to understand how to travel. How many hours you're going to be on a flight, how many gallons of water you're supposed to be drinking, your sleep, your regimen. Everything does play a role into optimizing your play when you're on the football field. And so great nutritionists, strength coaches, they know how to adjust to these types of things. And we're going to see, especially, I mean, they're flying into Ireland.
Yeah. Like
this ain't no quick flight, especially
that's
coming
far.
From East Coast. So I did the flight not too long ago when I was on Name That Tune. And so it's a long flight, but they got a lot of time to prepare and study mentally, so hopefully they're doing that.
All right, by the way, like I'm not just going to gloss over Rashad letting us know that he was on Name That Tune. So I'm going to put that in my back pocket here, and we're going to revisit that, okay, coming up at some point here tonight because I got some questions, all right? He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. This is Amber Neen on the road on ESPN Radio. So new FSU quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, he's on his third team, all right, Clemson, Oregon State, and now FSU. And – the thing that's interesting to me here about the transfer portal and you essentially have free agency every single year. Coaches need to recruit their own kids again and again after every single season. But I think one of the things that comes from the transfer portal, and I think it's a negative, take DJ Uiagalelei, for example. If he finishes his collegiate career, Rashad, with FSU, even if it goes well, all right, what's his home? What's his school? What's his alma mater? Like, who does he have? Who does that student athlete have the connection with 10, 15, 20 years after they played? Like, you're still super involved with Liberty. They retired your jersey. You love your college. You love that school. But when you're a kid like him who's been on three different teams, who are they going to look back at in 10, 15 years from now? Which fan base are we going to look back at and say that they love him? You know, like, it's, you're like a nomad.
Absolutely. And that is a tricky thing right there. Typically, it falls into whichever organization, whichever team you had the most success with is typically where you go back, or whichever university is closest to your actual home and where you reside. It's naturally where you spend the most time at. But a situation like him, obviously, if he balls out and he gets an opportunity to go to the next level, he's coming from Florida State. You know, I think he's going to rock. He's going to rock with Florida State. But it definitely depends on his relationship with the staff, the head coach, and also as well as the AD at the university will play a big role too.
So he had a good year last year, right? He transferred from Clemson to Oregon State. He led the Beavers to 8 wins. They were ranked as high as number 10 in the AP poll at one point last year. Let's hear from Kirk Herbstreit, College Game Day. He was on the Pat McAfee Show, and he's excited for the FSU QB's debut.
DJ Uiagalelei last year when Oregon State's offense, he did a really good job of running an offense that was really more about 12 and 13 personnel. It wasn't like Caleb Williams at USC. Like, this was an offense that was based on physicality. And then they complemented that physicality with him throwing the football. Now I feel like he's going back into kind of like what he did at Clemson, where they're going to have to be able to be a team that relies on him to spread people out and make plays with all the skill that they have. And I just can't wait to see how he plays. I think the Clemson experience really humbled him. I think he went out to Corvallis, put in that work, and with everything that happened with the Pac-12, now it's go time with Florida State.
So that was Kirk Herbstreit, College Game Day, of course, and that was with the Pat McAfee Show. We all know how last year went for FSU. Jordan Travis, he gets hurt. Season goes in the dumper at the end. They end up getting left out of the college football playoff despite having a perfect season. They get hammered in the bowl game last year. When everything went down last year, what were your thoughts on the way FSU was treated and being left out despite what at the time was an undefeated season?
You know, and to answer that, this is one of the reasons why a lot of people are going to be excited about the 12-team playoff system, is because a team like Florida State would have been in it. They would have got a chance to prove whether they could have been contenders to win the national championship or not. But to have to walk off the field with that sour taste in your mouth, knowing that you could have been in it and perform possibly better than some of the teams that did, it downright just irks you and pisses you off as an athlete.
Because, by the way, Rashad, it's not just that Jordan Travis was out, but because they were left out of the playoff, their roster left, you know, like everyone left. They're not going to play. They're not going to risk the injury. Now, maybe some of it could have been a little bit of a protest, but they're like, wow, forget this. We're not playing. And that would not have been the case if they were in a 12-team format.
100%. And this is for a lot of people that love to watch football and watch collegiate athletes go at it as hard as they possibly can. This is a great opportunity for it. I will keep in mind, though, before everybody starts licking the chops too much, just keep in mind that the guys that know they have an opportunity to go first round, they still potentially may not play in the playoffs. Just so you know, because unless they are going to have some type of insurance or a promissory note of an X amount of money to in case they get injured, they're not going to see the value in it still.
I mean, think about this. Some of these teams could play, I guess, what, 17 games, right? 12-game regular season, conference championship, that's 13. If you got to play in the first round and you make it all the way to the national championship game, Rashad, that's 17 games you're playing in.
That's a pro season. And if you're not getting compensated the same way, and you know, again, only if you know you have that opportunity, you may not want to play.
So tomorrow, noon Eastern time, FSU, Georgia Tech. Now, Georgia Tech's coming off its first bowl appearance in 6 years. They beat UCF in the very renowned, storied history of the Gasparilla Bowl. So that's tomorrow, noon Eastern time. It's all happening. It all gets going. We'll take a look at conference realignment next right here on ESPN Radio.